My name is Anna Welch. I am 18 years old. Today is April 7th, and I'm speaking with Donna Welch, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Charleston, West Virginia. So, how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 28 years. Graduated in 1991 from Marshall, actually.
Where are all of the places that you have worked?
I worked at Charleston Area Medical Center, General Division in Charleston, on the medical surgical unit, and then also on the trauma unit. And then also worked at Women and Children's in Charleston on the pediatric unit for 16 years. And then in Charlotte, I worked at Presbyterian Hospital, just different areas like medical surgical, mother baby, and pediatrics. I also worked as a nurse recruiter for about 5 or 6 years, back again for CAMC. And then now I'm currently working at Taze Valley, which is also CAMC, on the medical telemetry unit.
What made you want to become a nurse in the first place?
I think I was just drawn to it even as a young girl. I just really liked the idea of helping people, and it was just something that I always felt like I was called to do. So I guess I really never considered other careers. I feel like I just always wanted to. I don't really know why.
Tell me about your favorite part of the job.
Well, my favorite part of the job is really just taking care of people. And I know that probably sounds cliche, but I really do like the feeling of helping someone. Helping families, and that feeling that you get in return is just very rewarding. So that honestly is the best part of my job, is being able to feel like I help people every day.
How many years were you in college?
I was in college 4 years for my bachelor's degree. When I went, I was there from 87 to 91, and then when I graduated and worked, it was probably about 20 more years. I decided to go back to school, and that was online only, and I got my master's degree then. 4 years to get my master's, because I had to kind of take my time while I was working. I only took a few classes here and there. 8 years total, probably, but approximately that long.
Okay. Would you please name some of your accomplishments?
Once I was nominated as the Nurse Excellent Award on the unit that I worked at the time, which was pediatrics. That's an award that you get, it's annually that they award a nurse who they're nominated by their peers for excellence, and so that made me really proud since it was my coworkers who nominated me for that. And then I've also achieved a couple of national certifications, one for pediatrics and one for a nurse executive, and that's with the ANCC, which is a National Council of Certification for Nurses. I was also able to pass the certification for healthcare recruiter when I worked as a nurse recruiter, and then I maintain all of the cardiac life support certifications too that you have to work on my unit.
Nice. What are your appreciations of your job as a nurse?
Appreciations are by patients, their families, my manager. You know, I do get sometimes verbally rewarded, as in thanks and, you know, good job, but more so I think that it's given in an unspoken way, that you just feel like that you're contributing to the patient care and as a team on your unit. I think that just means more to someone than even getting something tangible or a verbal response from somebody to be appreciated. But I think together, you know, if you're appreciated by your coworkers, that probably means a whole lot more than, you know, even your manager appreciating you.
Tell me about the worst thing you've encountered while being a nurse.
Oh, wow. Well, some of the worst things you might think that I would say are related to gross things that you have to deal with in the medical profession, but those things are just part of the work, and I don't even look at them as being the worst thing, honestly. It's something you have to get used to as part of the job, but it's not really the worst thing. Probably the worst is just dealing with people who are difficult. Difficult patients, you know, patients that may be belligerent or really not accepting of the care that you're trying to provide them. They just are honestly ungrateful in a lot of ways. And then sometimes difficult coworkers, you know, we have had in, you know, the almost 20, 30 years I've been a nurse, have experienced some difficult physicians. I won't say that's the norm. They've been rare, but that makes probably the job a lot harder than it needs to be in that case. But so it's really dealing with difficult people more so than it is dealing with, you know, bad things that you encounter in your day-to-day work.
So what are some challenges that you face in your profession?
Well, challenges in nursing are, of course, the schedule, the hours that you work. A lot of times nurses are working 12-hour shifts. They're working shift work. You know, a lot of times it's night shift or weekends when your family is home and holidays. And those are definitely things that are challenges because it's really hard to miss out on those, you know, family events. Challenges are not having enough staff all the time because you feel like you don't have the time to, you know, do everything that you want to for your patients. And then trying to make sure that you, that patient feels like they're getting everything that they need. They really push patient satisfaction now in hospitals, and it's sometimes hard to achieve that when you're, you know, you're running wide open and you just, like I said, don't feel like you have enough staff and enough time to get it all done. We're still trying to make sure that our patient satisfaction scores are high. So it's a challenge to balance all of that and still, you know, provide the best care that we can for our patients.
So do you have any regrets about becoming a nurse or the path that you've taken?
You know, I really don't have regrets. I, you know, for myself, I don't think there was anything else that I can imagine myself doing. You know, certainly there's a lot of other careers and a lot of other options now. But for me, I just felt like it was the calling that I had. And so I don't know that I would have done anything differently. It's just part of who I am, honestly, now.
What are your goals for the future?
My goals now that I am well into my career and getting older are that I save enough money to be able to retire comfortably and still have plenty of time and health to enjoy my retirement. So that's, I mean, yeah. I think I'm pretty well off now.
Has nursing changed your perspective on people or the world?
It's opened my eyes to a lot of different things that, you know, go on. I think I was naive when I got out of school with how some families live. And then I think my level of trust sometimes has been challenged. I feel like I have to question things a lot more. I don't always look at things and take it for face value. It's like I need to know more and ask more. So, yeah, I think in that way it's changed.
Mm-hmm. So our FYS class, first year seminar, is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work?
Well, nurses definitely use critical thinking every day, every hour, honestly, or they should if they're good nurses. I know many times I've had to use critical thinking when, you know, I've spent a 12-hour shift or several days like that in a row with a patient who, you know, something I just can't put my finger on and something I just know isn't right. I've done my assessment and I can tell that, you know, maybe there's something wrong. And it, you know, it may have been late at night when I really don't want to wake that physician up if I don't have to, but I do have to decide, is it worth calling this doctor in the middle of the night because there's just something not right? And so that critical thinking is so important for nurses, you know, because the patient's life is in their hands.
Mm-hmm. So, final question, what would you like to add that I haven't asked you yet?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I think just that nursing is a wonderful profession. It's very rewarding. You will have job security with nursing, good pay, but it's, I just don't think it's for everyone. I do feel like that it, you should really want to do it. And in my case, you know, like I said, it's a calling. So I feel like if you don't have that desire to do it, that it's, you shouldn't, because, you know, I just feel like it's not for everybody. You have to have the heart to do it and the desire.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time to let me interview about nursing. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you're welcome.